I get the pleasure of talking to Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois, a frequent guest here, and we're glad you could join us again, Steve. How are you?
Doing well, John. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm shocked and amazed, sir. I'm looking at your list of the top 10 scams of 2020, and number 10 is identity theft. Are these in order, and why isn't that number one for the year?
Unfortunately, identity theft is still there, but online purchases took the number one spot this year on the fake websites, mostly because of COVID, and everybody's online and buying and selling online.
Oh, yeah, right.
But identity theft is growing. I mean, it's still one of the fastest growing white-collar crimes today, and a lot of consumers, and I talked to Anna many times about this, getting those, and I think you as well, John, we talked about your friends getting that IDES card, Illinois right. Department of Employment Security card. More and more consumers are getting them, and it's a form of identity theft, so you have to take the precaution necessary just like any other person who's been a victim of identity theft. And it's not a matter of if, John, it's a matter of when you'll become a victim of identity theft, and it's getting to a point where, you know, the breaches and the constant barrage of emails, the phishings that actually lead to identity theft.
Our number is 312-981-7200. So if you've got a question, maybe you think you've been a victim of one of these crimes, maybe you've got a comment, 312-981-7200. Call right now and we'll talk about your situation. Although I just want to, and I can sprint through the list of 10 to 1, but if identity theft is number 1, or number 10, and then credit repair, debt relief is 9, credit card scams are number 8, it goes all the way up to online purchases, which you mentioned a moment ago. This isn't subjective then. This is maybe counting the incidences of these sorts of things, or was this you all kind of deciding yourselves which is the worst?
No, we actually have a scam tracker, John, that keeps track of the scams in our local, this is a local, area, the Chicago, Northern Illinois area, these listing of 10. So we advise consumers to check our scam tracker when they're doing business with an organization or, you know, think they're, you know, privy to a scam. But we also, when they are scammed, we ask to report it to the BBB. So this is where we garner this information from and distribute it to the, you know, to the authorities and hopefully sometimes getting these organizations put out of business. But, yeah, this is based on our scam tracker, keeping track of scams all across North America, because we also have Better Business Bureau in Mexico, and we also have them in Canada. So we're an international firm.
So online purchases, number one, people going to fake websites, maybe because we've been sitting home for half a year, 9 months, 10 months now, making online purchases. We're going out there more. We need those websites more. And so that's where the crooks are waiting for you, huh?
Yeah, they're waiting there for you because they know that, like you said, they want, you know, people are out there online and they want to go to the stores or the retail, but they're also buying, the scammers are also buying the ads on Google and the other search engines. So what I mean by that, John, a lot of times, sometimes consumers don't realize the first two positions on Google are advertisements, and you'll see it, it'll say ad on there. But sometimes consumers don't realize that they'll just pick that company because it's first. And the scammers can easily buy an ad saying they've been in business for, you know, a countless number of years, and then you purchase on these websites. But a majority of these people, John, have not checked anything out with the Better Business Bureau ahead of time or other resources. So about 75% of the complaints in our scam tracker for fake websites, again, 75% of the people didn't do any checking on that company. And that's, you can't tell the difference today as you did years ago with a fake website and a real website. I mean, you used to have spelling errors or bad grammar. Now you can't tell the difference, John.
Well, it's funny because sometimes you do see spelling errors or grammar errors in places where right. You should not, and they're legit, but I take your point. So those people then click on that website. And by the way, I bought stuff online. I don't look to see if this is a legitimate site first. A lot of times it's a major retail point, so I have faith in that. For instance, if I was going to Macy's or Nordstrom or TJ Maxx, I don't know, maybe some online store, Amazon, I don't have to check them, right? We know if you recognize the name, aren't you good to go?
Yeah, if you recognize the name, if you trust that organization as well, but we still ask you to check because we do have reports on all companies, in the Macy's and the Amazons. We do grade everybody. But sometimes, John, it's fake websites with a simple letter change. So you're thinking you're dealing with Amazon and maybe another additional character in that URL if you're coming off an email. So not only do you have to check if it's a legitimate company, but you got to make sure that URL is correct and you don't follow it through a link. And I know we'll talk about it in a little bit about the phishing scams, but you know, a lot of times those imposter scams or phishing scams, you know, kind of lead you to these websites where you don't know nothing of it because they track you. They put cookies on your, so if you're looking for a TV today, John, you'll know tomorrow if you go on your website, you'll be TVs on the advertisements because they're tracking you and following you around. And the scammer does that too. So if you click on those, you know, low prices, and that's where consumers get caught up in this.
That, though, you do see ads for things that you previously clicked on does not mean necessarily, right, that you've been the victim of identity theft or a phishing scam. Yeah. Legitimate companies do that as well, right?
Oh, yes. Legitimate organizations do put that cookies on your systems, and they're able to track where you're going, and they actually then can, you know, put offers on your screen for that particular product. But what happens sometimes, a scammer does the same thing or has access to that information, John. So you think that TV that was $300 yesterday is now $150, that you better jump on it and you don't do the checking, and there's the scammer got you.
Number two on your list was counterfeit products. So maybe either through a legitimate site or an illegitimate site, you're clicking on counterfeit products. What are the kind of products people are getting busted for trying to buy?
A lot of it is around the holiday season, the counterfeit products, but they can be anything. I mean, usually around the holidays, it's the clothing, electronics, and shoes, and especially purses. I can't tell you how many, you know, complaints we receive on the counterfeit purses or websites saying they have these, you know, famous purses when actually they're just counterfeit. But there's, it can go anywhere from the gamut from, you know, smoke detectors to prescription drugs. So I don't think consumers realize that you can be dealing with some type of organization that does have the counterfeit products, the sports paraphernalia, the sports items, rather, and you can fall victim to that. So it's, the key is to trust the company and not just the offer and do some research on them because, you know, these major, you know, places, websites do have information on their site about the counterfeit products out there. They tell you that they're out there. You can't stop it. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and the only way to put those scammers or those counterfeit people out of business is not to give them your business because the authorities can't catch them. There's this impossible because there's so much counterfeit goods out there in today's marketplace.
By the way, so the goods exist. Say I buy a counterfeit purse, quote-unquote, online, and now I'm mad because I got ripped off. Did they send anything in the mail? They did send a purse, right? It's just not what they advertised it to be. It's some really cheap knockoff purse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, sometimes it's a fake knockoff, John, and sometimes it's nothing at all. Sometimes the scammer wants to just get your credit card information, your billing information, and things of that nature. So you got a combination of both, but sometimes consumers can't tell the difference between a legitimate gym shoe and a knockoff, and sometimes you can. I mean, sometimes consumers realize a month later or 2 months later when they're washing it or scrubbing it and they realize it all fell apart, that, you know, this manufacturer wouldn't happen to a legitimate manufacturer, and that's when they know they've been duped. So sometimes it's years later they realize, and it's hard to tell now, they have the same, the tags on there, and you really, that's why, John, you got to trust that resource and that business you're doing business with and know them and make sure it's the legitimate one that you know about and have done business with in the past.
Sometimes I wonder why those companies that are selling you fraudulent knockoffs bother to send the product in the mail at all. It's not like you're going to buy from them again. They could have saved the postage. I know somebody that, when the pandemic started, was buying cleaning supplies, sanitary equipment, even toilet paper. And the toilet paper that came was so thin and so small, it would have been good for a doll. And I thought, you're never going to buy that toilet paper from these people again. Why did they even send you this toilet paper?
Well, originally, most of the times, people like buying the counterfeit, or some people buy the counterfeit products. They want it. So there's a market for that, John, that people purchase these counterfeit products. But they want to stay in business longer. So the longer they can stay in business sending you a product, and you may not realize it for a year down the road or may never realize it. And I've talked to, you know, women who realized, you know, 6 years later, she met somebody from the manufacturing of a purse company, and they realized, that's not our purse. And I can show you why. And she goes, what? I mean, so they feel that, you know, otherwise you could dispute it with your credit card company, and, you know, and this way if you send you something, you're not going to dispute the charge with your credit card company.
Well, I know in some cities, I was in New York with a friend, and You can go there to buy the knockoff purse. It's funny because then you don't mind if you at least know that you're getting the fake Coach bag or Gucci bag or whatever, and you're getting it for a real good price, and all your friends are fooled, but you're not. I guess you just don't like being fooled yourself. It's 145 on WGN. Okay, 312-981-7200. Your turn now. Give us a call if you've been the victim of a scam or have questions about these things. We're talking about this with the Better Business Bureau's Steve Burness, President and CEO. 147, this is WGN. John Williams in for Anna DeVlantis. Anna will pick up on her show shortly. Right now we're talking to Steve Burness, though. Steve, you know, a regular guest here, is the President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois. Steve, we've got some calls for you. Just as we go to them, I'll just mention your top 10 scams of 2020. You've already mentioned most of them. Online purchases, number one. Counterfeit products, we were talking about purses, clothes, electronics. Number three, employment scam job offers. Number four, COVID-related scams. I mentioned some of those. Number five, debt collections. Six, advanced fee loans. Seven, phishing scams. Eight, credit cards. Credit card repair and debt relief. And finally, number 10, identity theft, which I thought would be higher up the list. But all of those other things, COVID-related, moved up even higher, which kind of breaks your heart in a way, doesn't it, Steve?
It does. It truly does. And I've been doing this for a long time, John, 32 years, and I've never seen so many heartless people out there who will do anything to separate you from your money.
Okay, let's pick up a couple of phone lines. Rick, you go first. You're on WGN. What was your question for Steve?
Actually, I don't have a question, but a comment. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
You know, all the information you gave, that you've been given has worked for me. Only because I thought I was going to get scammed, and my 30-year-old son said, if it's too good to be true, it's not real. You know, and that's what alerted me. But I moved from Homewood, Illinois to Southwest Michigan a year ago. And around that area, I had plenty of stuff, the places to shop at, where up here, it's very sparse. And so I found Facebook Marketplace, and boy, I found a lot of nice stuff, firewood, you know, lawn equipment, things of that nature. But the more I shopped on Marketplace, the more I would see these sites that were just too good to be true. And one of them was DeWalt, a power tool. And I'm building a garage, and I wanted tools and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, they had all these new reconditioned items, they called them, and for sale at tremendous prices. And they looked exactly like they're supposed to look. And a lot of the power.
Did you buy one? Did you buy one of those?
No, I didn't. No, I did. I was so, so close. But I went online, and I found the ad scam for that website.
Oh, really?
So what I want to say is you guys have just described my process of what I went through for the last 2 months, because I've been hanging on to this notion I'm going to be able to get a saw, a miter saw, blah, 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 with, you know, for $69, $79 compared to the $399 it costs at Menards. You know, so I just got to say, they're out there, and the scams are out there. But they are so easy to fall trap to, because when you are just shopping online as much as we have in the last year, and you're like, wow, I finally found a good deal on an item. And then you realize all they wanted was your financial information.
Well, hold on a second. And, Rick, what you said, that was, what was the Facebook site that you
were on? Marketplace.
Facebook, it's the Marketplace section of Facebook.
But here's my question for Steve. Steve, is that a problematic area? Do you have a thought about that?
Well, it's like Craigslist. It's like all the other marketplaces. I mean, the scammers are everywhere. You can't stop them. Facebook can't stop them all. And the number one site of scams for online purchases was through the Facebook ads and things of that nature. So you got to be very careful who you're doing business with. And it's almost like you're buying somebody else's, you know, equipment, especially if you're buying refurbished equipment. It's like, you know, on Craigslist, you don't know who you're buying it from. So you can't trust that person. So those are the situations that sometimes you fall into. And unfortunately, the scams are everywhere today. There's no site that's 100% safe because the scammer knows how to find its way on there.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook doesn't monitor that. I suppose if they got enough bad reports, they'd kick that person off, right?
Well, they do, but it's like the whack-a-mole game, John. I mean, they start in the morning, and they're gone in the afternoon. So by the time Facebook catches them, they're gone.
What an interesting call, Rick. I'm glad that you gave us a little wisdom back, and we're using the process that Steve is describing. Let's go to Griffin on line two. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Griff.
Hey, I was just wondering, kind of going off what Rick said, how I was talking about Facebook Marketplace, I was going to say something about eBay. It seems like anyone can just put something on eBay, and a lot of the things seems too good to be true. Some of it, it's like, it seems very unorganized, and I was just wondering what your thoughts are on eBay and how to avoid scams there.
Well, thank you, Griffin. The same thing applies like every other marketplace, like Facebook and all the other sites, is actually you're dealing with individuals who can create fake accounts and they can, you know, put merchandise they don't have on there. So it's really, I mean, the sites will, you know, find the fraudsters, but it takes some time. You want to deal with, you know, individuals on eBay and these other sites that have a track record and have a lot of customer reviews and are not just here, just started. And as the first caller said, Rick, the number one complaint to us or the number one reason why people did business with scammers was because of price on online purchases, scams. So just because the price is so low, so good to be true, doesn't make it necessarily a legitimate offer. But again, Griffin, it's checking that individual out sometimes and making sure they have some type of track record. Because sometimes, you know, it's really hard to fight these individuals when you're doing business on a third-party software vendor site.
Well, of course, you got to do a lot of your research when it comes to that. I was just wondering because it just seemed unorganized.
Did you try and buy something on eBay? Did you get ripped off, Griffin?
Mm-hmm. No. But I've always looked at. See, something always stops me. Because I've been on eBay and I've looked for stuff that's cheaper, maybe something that I wanted that was maybe too expensive somewhere, but maybe I want or didn't want to pay the full price, but you know it just wasn't worth getting ripped off or getting something I guess you go there for cheaper stuff or stuff discounted or used.
Well, and I've got to believe too, Griff. And thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. I got a son named Griffin. I have a soft spot in my heart for any Griffs that will talk to me. but it would seem to me like there are some values out there. There are some secondary market things that are quality products and are at a great price. Right, Steve?
That is true. There's good businesses out there. There's a lot of legitimate businesses out there. But unfortunately, it's the bad actors that ruin it for everybody else, and they paint them with the same proverbial brush. So I'm not trying to say, you know, the web is littered with individuals, but there are people out there that are going to try to separate you from your money. And as you said, most times consumers don't do the checking on the individuals or the company. That's my biggest frustration in my career at the Better Business Bureau. Was people were like, you know, I checked your website or I checked your scan track and I should have checked before. And we have all this information. There's a lot of information on Google about companies. So I'm not saying we're the only source. It's just that consumers in our fast-paced society, John, don't take the time necessary to do their due diligence. And they freely give up their credit card or information quickly. I mean, I had a relative who gave up her Social Security number because her phone said Social Security Administration. She thought it was them. It was a government imposter scam. But she thought, well, the caller ID can't lie. There's going to be somebody out there taking advantage of it. There's what we call tip-off to the rip-off. So if you go to the Better Business Bureau site, you can see we list all these, you know, how to prevent yourself from becoming a victim of identity theft or any type of victim by following certain procedures. We have like the five New Year's resolutions, and that real would save you on a lot of scams and like paying advance fees, I mean, for things and items without seeing the product itself, or buying dogs online. I mean, there's a scammer in every industry. I don't care what industry you're talking about. And there's bad businesses in every industry, but there's a lot of good businesses out there, and consumers need to do their checking and find them, and they can find them at the Better Business Bureau website as well.
I just want to throw Sean on for 30 seconds. I'm almost out of time, but Sean, you've been scammed a couple of times. What happened? Give me the product or the service you got ripped off on.
Four times on Facebook. all, you know, and you order the item, everything goes through fine, and it looks like a legitimate website, and then, you know, you don't receive the product for months, and then, you know, my account got hacked, my bank account got hacked, and then right after I purchased something on Facebook, on one of those Facebook sites, my grandma immediately, it was like an hour, not even an hour after, and my grandma lives in Mississippi, not even an hour after, somehow my grandma got called, and supposedly I was in a DUI. I had a DUI accident, and then I was in a big accident, and I couldn't speak very clearly, and so my grandma was ready to send $8,000.
Oh no! And they've got information about you now. They're using it on your family tree.
Exactly.
Okay. We are. Wow, Sean. More story there than we have time for. I'm sorry to hear it. I'm glad you called. And Steve, it's always great to hear you on the radio. I know Anna will visit with you again soon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, John, so much.